It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Voting reform advocates in New York are watching as state lawmakers pass substantial legislation in Albany today. Proponents of the measure say they'll clean up the state's voting system and make it easier for more people to participate in elections. Joining us now by Skype from Penn Station, where it's a little bit noisy, is Sean Morales-Doyle, attorney with the Brennan Center for Justice. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we can hear it. You're actually on your way up to Albany. You're in Penn Station right now to witness the voting for this legislation. And there are a lot of proposals to get through. Let's start with the expansion of early voting. What exactly would this change for New Yorkers?
It would bring New York up to speed with 38 other states, and it would make voting a whole lot easier for a lot of people. It would mean that rather than having to take time off work or schedule your life around one day of voting, you could do it for days beforehand, hopefully some time in the evenings and weekends. So it would just make voting a lot easier.
There's also talk of holding state and federal primary elections on the same day. How would that change make a difference for voter turnout?
I think it would help turn out a lot. New York is the only state in the country where we have separate primaries for the federal and state elections, and we have very low turnout in New York, and I think those things are related. If people are confused about the fact that we have two elections, and understandably so, and the more times you ask for somebody to come out and vote, the less likely it's going to happen. So I think it would help a lot.
Another measure would pre-register 16 and 17-year-olds to vote, and there are a few constitutional amendments that lawmakers could also initiate. What would these do in terms of expanding voter access?
Well, the pre-registration, just to be clear for folks, is would not give 16 and 17-year-olds the right to vote, but it allows them to register when they are 16, and that will become an active registration at the time they turn 18. So, you know, you have a lot of 16 and 17-year-olds going to the DMV and getting licenses, and this will mean that they're ready to vote as soon as they're able to. The constitutional amendments would allow for same-day registration. Right now in New York, you have to register 25 days before an election, and so there are a lot of people who miss that deadline or don't realize that they've got that last hurdle to clear, or they, you know, need to update an address, et cetera. And that would remove that barrier. And for no-excuse absentee voting, which would allow people who can't make it to the polls for whatever reason to vote by mail. And right now, New York has a very restrictive process for allowing that. So all of these things would basically reduce the barriers to voting, make it easier, and make it more convenient for people. And hopefully that would mean that we have a broader, better functioning democracy.
And what are some of the other measures that you and fellow voting reform advocates are pushing for?
Yeah, we're really excited about what looks like it's going to happen this week, but that's just going to bring New York up to speed with about half the country, and we'd like New York to move forward and lead on these issues. And so we're looking for automatic voter registration, and we're looking for New York to restore voting rights to people on parole, and we're looking for a better and more voter-friendly ballot, because a lot of us who voted in New York City this last time around saw that things are pretty crazy right now with a two-page perforated ballot, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Sean Morales-Doyle is an attorney on the Democracy Program at the Brennan Center for Justice. Sean, thanks again. Don't miss your train.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.